Well, this is Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, right? Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Posuk Aleph. Hinoch Yofor Ayosi, you are beautiful, my beloved. Hinoch Yofor, you are beautiful, Enayich Yoinim, your eyes are like doves, like the Yoino. Mibad Litzamoseich, from within your head covering, kerchief. Sarich ke'eder ho'izim, your hair is like a flock of goats. Shagol shomei har gilod, that came down from har gilod. Okay, we'll see what that is all about. Hinoch yofor ayosi, kilson veritzon, he praised them and maratze them, I guess, calmed them down. Ve'orvu olov korban oseihem. And he accepted, or it was pleasant to him, their korbonos. I don't know what that's all about, I guess. Hashem is praying. I mean, I don't know if this is the marshal or the nimshal. It doesn't really say. We'll see. Okay. Ad shiyafu hachayoyim.
Well, there has to be.
Hine yofa, what?
Ad shiyafu
hachayoyim.
Oh,
yeah, what? There's no Ad Shifu. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have that also.
Ad Shifu Hayoim. That's that is.
What's going on here?
Where is it? Ad Shifu Hayoim is Posuk Vav. Oh boy, I don't know what that's all about. Ad Shifu Hayoim Shechotu Lefonai Bimei Chofni UPinchos. That's about. All right, let's leave that. Enayich yoinim.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
What? You have it too? All right, let's just leave it. Okay, let's leave it. Okay. Enayich yoinim. Gavoinayich umarayich v'dugmoseich. Your colors and your appearance and your characteristics. Kayoina hazois adveiko bevenzugo. Are like those of the Yoina who clings to the Ben Zug, and when they slaughter it, she doesn't struggle like fighting it, but she stretches out her neck. In other words, she cooperates with the Shoichet. Kach at nosato shchem lizbol uli umayroi. So have you given your shoulder, like you put out your shoulder to be soivel, the oil, the yoke, the burden, and the emor shamayim that I place upon you.
If anyone ever says it's not a pressure, you know.
What?
So if anyone ever says that the oil and the emor shamayim is not a pressure, that's pretty...
Well, it isn't. It doesn't seem to be a pressure, to the contrary.
No, what it means is, someone in poshetes saver to be shechted.
Yeah, but...
No, it doesn't mean you can't do it with... You can't avoid it, but it doesn't mean you can't say that it's not a pressure, that's something that you have to deal with.
So why aren't you resisting?
No, because you're able to want to do that pressure, but you can't pretend that stama.
Okay, you're right. It is a pressure. It is a shchita.
I'm saying it's pretty graphic.
It is. It's compared to, we have to see more what's going on here. I don't know if a moshel or nimshel. He says v'hadugmo later on in Rashi, so we'll see. But anyway, right now we're talking about an extent of love where there's an expression of, this is the Chosin talking, obviously, says that you're beautiful, Chosin speaking, your color and everything is so beautiful, and you are so, I guess, devout and so committed to me that you're like the Yoino that spreads out its neck and says, here, shoot, or shecht, or whatever it is. In other words, you take it, you accept it, readily, without any hesitation, with full cooperation, which is again an expression of the love that you have. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the Chosin. That's all we know. We don't know if this is the Moshel or Nimshel. Didn't say it. Could be. It sounds like it's the Moshel itself. But he's expressing how much love that she has. He is expounding upon, extolling the love that she has with great praises. That she's ad kedei kach, that to accept the burden and the responsibilities of following his directives. She's compared to the Yonah that doesn't resist Shechita, but actually spreads out her neck to receive the Shechita. Okay, we'll see what all that means. From underneath your covering, your hair is like a flock of izim, of goats. Hakilos hazeh dugmas kilos isha haneheves lechoson. This is the, a dugma of the praise of a woman who's beloved by her choson. Mi bifnim lekishurayich sarich noy. Under your covering, under your the covering that you have under the kerchief, your hair is beautiful. Umavik betzor v'labnus and shines with whiteness. Bright whiteness, kisar izim levona, is like the hair of white goats. Hayordus min ohor usor mavik merochik. They come down from the mountain, I guess, and the sun is shining on them, and you see the hair. So, very interesting. I guess that you're so beautiful that your covered hair, from under the cover, shines out like the hair of white goats coming down a mountain, and you just see, I guess, with the reflection of the sun, you see this beautiful silk-looking phenomenon of all this beautiful hair. I said, that's the way your hair looks, even when it's covered. It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. Stam is a discussion about tznius. That, in other words, some people, you know, they, years ago, today they don't have such, but years ago was such resistance, the way of covering the hair. There was, you know, in here 50, 60 years ago, there were very frum people that they did everything, you know, properly, but this they couldn't, it was too much for them. And yet, this, in terms of the tznius, here it says that the chosen can look at the beauty to such an extent that he sees under, in other words, she has it covered, but he sees under that cover, he sees her, she's so beautiful in his eyes that he sees this white flowing, not white, I mean, she's gray already, she's old, but he sees ke'ilu, the white flowing hair of the goats coming down the mountain, which I think means, and there is such a thing in Sneus, that there's a word they have for it, the suggestion is more attractive than the actual. In other words, that sometimes a covered beauty is, if you see the beauty of the person, if you look at the person as beautiful, then the covered beauty even enhances the beauty. When you, it's like when familiarity breeds contempt. The more you see it, the less it's. There's a word for it. I forget the word. But the more you see it, the more you become used to it. Big deal. Okay, very nice. You got nice hair. Good. What else is new? Tamari also got nice hair. Right, after a couple, you know, come on. But when it's covered and you're imagining it, so if a person really thinks that she's beautiful and he imagines it, so then even under the covering can even be an expression of more beauty. This is a very important Rashi to know if people are questioning things about tznius. Same thing should apply to other coverings as well. Okay, but look what he says here. Hadugma shedime Knesset Yisroel lekach. He compared Knesset Yisroel to this zui. This is the comparison. Mi bifnim lemachanos sayich umish knes sayich. From under, from within your camps and your places of living, you hear. Af horekim shebo chavivin olai ki Yaakov uvonov. Even the empty ones amongst you are as dear to me as Yaakov and his sons. Okay? Chaviv no ki Yaakov uvonov. Shegol shul oredes mehar agilon kishi sigom lovan shom. They're as dear to me. Even when you're in your camps and your houses, even the reikim shaboch, those are the reikim and the empty ones. That means the people that are not, not the good people. They're empty, you know. They're empty, you know. They're not the real good ones. Chaviv and all like Yaakov, they're as chaviv to me. They're people empty as reikim mi mitzvahs. He says, look at Rashi in Posa Gimel. Even the ones who are worthless are full of mitzvahs. In other words, the Klal Yisrael, even the ones that are not rated as the top. They're also full of mitzvahs. I don't know what that means exactly, but I guess maybe it's the midas that they have. Maybe they're doing something, even though they're not doing everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at them in a positive way, even the reikim. Okay. So he says, amongst you, Chaviv and Olai Yaakov are as precious to me as Yaakov and his sons. Shagol Shularedes me Hargila, that came down from Hargila, Ukshehesigom Lovan Shom, when Lovan overtook them. At that point, I guess they were especially precious, that he is Yaakov and is running away from Lovan and running to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and he was in a, you know, a very positive spiritual mode. Hashem is ready to fulfill the promise that he had to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they're so choviv to me, and the reikim shebochem are as choviv to me as that. Dover acher, be'oison shetzofu al midyon, like those who fought against Midyon, be'ever hayardein, sheib Eretz Gilod. Oh, like the ones that fought against Midian, again, like the Klal Yisrael going to battle for Hashem and for Eretz Yisrael, that too, these people are so choviv. This is in the Medrash Shir Hashirim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing the love that he has for Klal Yisrael. He says that you are so precious to me, chaviv inol like Yaakov Ubonov, that even those that are empty, that are not on the appropriate level of their avodas Hashem, they're so choviv to me, like that. Look at what an expression of love. In other words, he doesn't love them for what they do, he loves them for who they are. That's a very familiar theme that we have to remember in children and in Talmidim. You don't love them for what, if you love someone for what he doesn't feel loved. You have to love me for who I am. You are Klal Yisrael. You're the Reikim Shebachem. In terms of what you're doing, you're lacking a lot. But I love you like Yaakov Ubon.
But don't you say to judge you by your actions, not by your words?
What's that?
You say judge.
No, judging is something else. Hashem has to judge. He has to judge. There has to be mishpat. But in terms of his love, listen, excuse me. Sometimes a parent, dafka out of love, will have to punish a child. Right? You have to teach a lesson. Mishpat teaches a lesson. You know, mishpat is to teach a lesson. But that doesn't mean that the love is in any way diminished. In fact, that's a very important point. That Hashem's love remains constant, even though we, if we're reikim, we're deserving of some mishpat, we're deserving of some type of punishment. But even so, His love remains constant. Let's just finish up because it's late. Mibad, from within, hu loshon mibifnim, from within. Sheroi be'adsh b'mikro dover ha-mesich u'megin neged dovrach, something that covers and protects against something else. Kom v'ad kricho, kolchovim yachtoim, or it's bricho ba'adi. Habad ha'arofel umibad es adover shumi b'fnim lo yisur bad l'kach omer mibad. Okay, mibad et samosech. Oy 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 oy. So much here. Mibad et samosech. From within your covering, lo shon dover hametzamtzem hasar. This is something that confines the tzar. Shlo yafriach lotzeis. It's holding the tzar. If your hair is covered, so the hair can't fly all over the place. So, v'lo yitochi leforish tzam, tzamosich l'shoin tzemes. It's not a veil. Shetei hatov mishoreshes peteva shim kein oil o litlois v'liois degusha keshim in ismeches lehe lifo bo pulas ane keva o levov lifo bo tu azokhi modra shun yonu blah blah blah. Okay, therefore it doesn't mean a veil. I'm just going to skip through this. It doesn't mean a veil. It just means something that holds the hair down. And Mimela, I see through that. Now again, if that questions what we said before, so that means is it's not the pshat that it's covered, but it does say that it's covered. Mibifnim lekishuraich. So in other words, maybe it's not a real cover. Maybe it's just something. Like, what do they put on the hair that could hold it down? You put clips, or you put, things that could hold the hair in place. Maybe you could still see it. So it doesn't mean that you see through the thing. So that thing that we said before about the tzniyus may not be valid. That may be, because if it means a hair, because he says it doesn't mean a veil. Like, so if it doesn't mean a veil, or it's not a full cover, so then that thing is not necessarily valid. Okay. Okay, this is all tikduk. Shigolshu. Let's move on to shigolshu. Like compared to compared to the hair of the goats that are coming down from Mount Gilad. So let's see, Shegolshu, Shenikrechu. Gibech Meturgom Gelush. That means the hair was ripped out. Kishabahemus Yordus Minahor, Nimsohor, Nikra Humamirut Mehem. Oh, that's right. Shagol Shume Hargilo means the mountain is becoming bare. In other words, the flock is running down the mountain, so they're uprooting the grass, I guess. They're damaging the, what do you call it?
The landscape.
The landscape, that's the word. They're damaging the landscape. So therefore what? So I don't know what that means. I guess it just means that they're coming. So where's that? What's the beauty in that? I guess that's just what they're doing. They're coming down. I guess when the hair is flowing like that, so they're coming down at a speed, they're damaging, there's a lot of them, the hair is flowing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I think it's time to go. I give up. Obviously, he's praising us, but I'm not quite sure that I get what the praise is. There is one thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael as, one thing we did see. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael as beautiful, despite the fact that we're Reikim. So even those that are Reikim, that are considered empty.
Yaakov Bonov.
What? Chaviven Olov Ki Yaakov Bonov. That are coming down from Har Gilad, and that's okay. That's that in itself is something that's choshev. Okay.